If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
This is Tedious on therightstuff.biz.
Hi guys.
Hello.
It's like Groundhog Day.
It was so nice to start an hour early, only have to start over because the audio was fucked up. It's all Ranbot's fault. I'm just Ranbot. I'm never coming on your stream ever again. Never again. These people use Discord, the gayest form of communication. And so I go in and I use the Discord to join somebody on the stream, and what happens? It fucks up my podcast that's not gay, that doesn't use gay communication. And I have to start it over. So apparently I deleted prep from the server. I deleted the post. We're just not going to have prep today. We did a wonderful 5 minutes about me trying on clothing at a JCPenney in Pennsylvania, and how there was no Pride Month stuff, and how I was really like tight around the cock and balls and butt cheeks, and I didn't like
the style of men's wear, like supposedly fashionable men's wear, is increasingly just like twink wear.
It's just twink wear,
that's the thing we've been talking about.
The other thing I didn't mention is or it's giant nigger wear. Like there's a big and tall section, and it's all like modeling photos of like Michael Strahan and not Patrice O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal. I said Patrice O'Neal. Who's another big giant nigger, but he's dead. But
yeah, he died.
So
from like what kind of nigger malady did he like?
So now
heart disease, sickle cell. What was it?
Who knows? Oh, diabetes. That's the other one that gets him.
Oh yeah, there you go. Diabetes. That's another one. Niggers get hit hard with that.
So we have to do we have this entire half hour about faggot shit we got to do over again. I should just.
That's fine. I can do this again. We covered this on the last.
But FTN all my as well, brilliant so. Commentaries for I can't do it all again. It was all my grug. But I could play back my commentary with you guys muted, and you could just react to my playback.
We could do that. Some real meta stuff where we take the half hour, and Alex. I don't know. Was Alex also muted?
Yeah, both of you were out. Yeah, it was just me going
through. What the fuck?
It was just me and the music going through.
Actually, it makes sense that we would because we're coming probably.
You're coming through
on
the same pipe. You're coming on the same tube, so that tube was muted. That tube was coming to my ears, but not to the recording.
You could go and do something, get a cup of coffee or something, and play that, and Alex and I will converse with old you.
That would be really... I wonder if that's possible. Do you want to try it?
That would be hard and also annoying.
It would be weird because there's also images of us talking, and we wouldn't... Unless we did well, we
there was hey, let's there was bants about pre-op and post-op mic. There was bants about all kinds of stuff. It was really like maybe I'll save that. Maybe I'll just post that for Just Jesse this week because it literally was Just Jesse. You couldn't hear anything but me.
Yeah, literally. You should do that.
All right, so we got just Jesse's already in the can.
There you go.
Fucking Ranbot. You fucked me again, Ranbot.
Well, look.
No, I mean, honestly, I should just check.
I think you need to be honest.
I should check my stuff over.
This was your mistake. And
yeah, it was.
Not really anyone else's. And that's okay. No. People make mistakes. But the only way to get over them is to acknowledge them and move forward.
Well, if
you'll notice, I haven't berated you a single time for this error.
If we haven't, if we didn't talk about it, no one would know, because now we're just doing the show on time. Actually, we're still early.
We're still early.
It's not 11 a.m. It's not 11 a.m. yet on the Beast Coast.
We're still early.
We were trying to get out of work early because it's the summertime. And now you know that, like, we're going to get out of work on time instead of early, which is a terrible tragedy.
Oh, I didn't even get to do...
Yeah, my whole day is shot.
Yeah.
I didn't even get to do my slice of prep because you were going to only do slice of prep for 5 minutes.
My wife has to go take a test, so that means I'm going to be stuck with the kids till like fucking 6 in the afternoon.
Nice.
Oh, well. Just have them run around outside.
I think that's generally the plan, isn't it? Have them like grab snakes and other dangerous critters.
Have them touch grass.
I load them into the bike trailer and I transport all three of them to town.
Yeah, they touch snakes. They don't touch grass.
Yeah,
they're touching frogs and shit. Yeah, my kids, we have stuff to do too. It's going to be fun.
Are your kids not into wildlife?
No. Well, they like watching videos of wildlife.
Like Coyote Peterson or what?
I'm not familiar.
I enjoyed watching some
like
of the old Steve
Peterson's
Irwin.
Persona?
Oh, God.
Irwin's a fun guy to watch.
No, I just like it when we're driving by and like there's a bunch of turkeys causing traffic. Oh my God, look at that turkey! Yeah, look at the turkeys.
Oh, Have you seen those buzzards around here now? Have you seen that? I've been
buzzards?
Seeing vultures increasingly. Yeah.
No, I see weird we see foxes and there's some kind of crazy cat that makes a lot of noise around here, like a fisher cat or something like that. It makes these horrible like human sounding shrieks in the night.
Yeah, and, I've heard that. Yeah. That is freakish. It's weird.
I've never.
Jamie was telling me the other night she woke up around 4 and there was she sounded like a person.
It's like echoing in the woods. It's a fisher cat. I think it's horrible.
It's
crazy,
spooky, man.
It's like King Diamond is there. It's like and you're like, what the fuck, King Diamond? No. And it's just some kind of like vicious
How
cat.
How is that different? Isn't that the same as a bobcat?
I think it is a type of bobcat. Yeah. I haven't seen them, but Jamie has seen.
I think around here,
large,
since it's
feral.
I think it's a bobcat, so in a little while it's going to come by with like a load of mulch and it's going to,
I was going to say it can't be a bobcat in like northeastern Pennsylvania because there's so many Jews around. It has to be a fisher cat. Oh God.
Yeah.
The Bobby fisher cat. Fishy.
And it's like, and it's going to be, look, I don't want to see any of these komatsus. You got to bring back bobcat.
Oh yeah.
It's a bobcat. It's got a large contract with the Israeli government.
There's a bunch of John Deere around you can hit with your car, too. I'm always running into John Deere out there on the road. They're always shooting John Deere.
Dude,
I'm mad at John Deere because I was putting John Deere repellent on some of my plants because I have actually they were going – like they just ate
only
my
John
whole garden.
Deere repellent is a 308.
Right. And then we have a little Japanese maple – like, I don't know, it's just a little one. It's like maybe yay high. Sure. And I want that to grow and to be a nice tree in my yard and will grow eventually and be a nice tree with nice purple, reddish purple leaves. It'll be very pretty when it's just full grown. But right now it's a little guy. And I don't want these deer coming and eating all those leaves and killing my nice little tree.
Yeah.
And Jamie's annoyed because the deer stuff she was putting on it, like it in a day, they're back. There's also a buck that's been A-logging our yard. Typically, the does will stay away. But there's a buck who's just been coming around, and he does not seem to be bothered by any of these deer repellent products.
No,
you actually have to physically scare him off. You got to get pretty close because he's not. People don't freak him out.
There's a deer repellent.
What are you going to do?
The one deer repellent you can use is like a 308. Right, like
I'm not going to shoot a
that's
deer
it.
In my yard.
It's literally the only thing that works.
It's the only thing that works.
I mean, it will work, but I don't want to then
just
deal with that.
Yeah. Well, shoot it when it's across
the
street.
Yeah, but you already established there's turkey vultures in the region, so you just throw the deer out somewhere.
There's turkeys and there's vultures. I haven't seen these
vultures. There's turkeys and vultures.
And fisher cats.
Maybe turkey vultures. There's a lot of buzzard-type
blackberry
feeding. I don't need a carcass.
Toss them a deer.
I don't need that in my yard. I don't need any of that.
Nobody
That's
needs a deer.
That's just a lot of problems, a lot of issues.
Deer is like, I'm going to shoot a deer. Okay, I just shot a rat, and I want to eat its meat. It's like, it's just a
big
rat.
I suppose I could shoot a deer, but the processing plants that will take the deer, you have to bring it to them. I don't think they come and pick the deer up.
I would just, like, leave it there. Hey, just you can just have this deer, just process it, sell the jerky.
You could field dress it. It's not that hard to do.
All right, well, if you want to come over
and then you have a bucket of guts, and you get the bucket of guts to your turkey vultures.
All right, well, look.
Or we just don't do anything.
I know about everything about the turkey vulture. I'm too much of an intellectual urbanite for any of this type of thing.
Here's my favorite thing about turkey vultures. You'll be driving down the road. You'll see a deer. A turkey vulture is eating it. The turkey vultures will be kind of in the road. They will look up, see you coming. And they will step out of the road. That's why they're eating the deer, not the other way around.
Smarter than the deer. There you go.
Yes.
So.
But they only do it like.
Speaking of, they also
seem to have some kind of object permanence and time preference because they seem to know that deer will be there when they get back.
Yeah, and they're not in any hurry.
No.
That is the only thing I do find aggravating, man. They kind of just slowly walk the other way. It's like, come on, don't be a nigger.
Nigger vultures. Well, speaking of like Komatsu and John Deere and Bobcat, like yesterday was Killdozer Day. So that's good. Killdozer anniversary. Sometimes, you know, reasonable men have to do unreasonable things. Like smash a bunch of buildings with a bulldozer clad in concrete rebar and armor. Pretty good. You're not a Killdozer fan, Mike? A little direct action? No? You don't like Killdozer? You do not know the key? Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. Unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use e-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription. Killdozer story? No?
Maybe I do, but I don't know what you're talking about.
I do like it.
It was peak libertarianism. It was a small business owner who decided to fuck back. I guess like...
Okay. Yeah, all right. Explain though, because we were totally different than what we did the first time we went through this hour, but that's fine. We'll get to it.
Yeah, there was something with Killdozer. It was like his business somehow got landlocked and there were no easements and he couldn't get in and out and it destroyed his...
I thought it was COVID lockdowns.
No, this was 20
this
years
was
ago.
Before that.
This was 20
well,
years ago.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
And remember that, oh my God, this is bringing me back to that argument of like, the only kind of homesteading that is illegitimate is if you encircle another homestead so that there's no exit and then declare no. Remember when people would argue about this?
Yes, precisely. Absolutely.
Like literally in the era when Jews are destroying our race and putting faggot and tranny shit and nigger shit and ruining every public space, ruining everything.
Yeah.
These nerds are talking about, well, if you homestead a plot of land, but you haven't homesteaded the property around it, and somebody homesteads all the property encircling your property and then tries to say no trespassing, that could be technically viewed as a kind of aggression, which would warrant a regressive response from you in kind. And I'm like, all of you warrant aggression.
It's called an easement.
It's called... Like, shut the fuck up, you fucking nerds.
A right of way, man. God damn it.
But do you remember? You remember these arguments, though, right?
I remember all this kind of stuff. I remember stuff like, does your homestead like expand in a wedge, like moving out from the round earth all the way to the sky, meaning that like a plane's not allowed to fly 20,000 feet over your.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. What shape? Is it a pyramid shape? Is it straight up? Like, is there a point at which you don't have rule over the airspace? And then some people said the air, you don't have it at all because you can't possibly homestead the air. So there's only a reasonable amount. And so people can always fly over your property.
But does that mean that,
they've actually homesteaded the sky because they've made use of it?
But Mike, that means that your neighbor can put like up a Mr. Burns like sun shield that, puts your, property in perpetually in shade.
But that would be okay because he is
homesteading. Yeah,
capable of homesteading.
I can't believe
that
we're
space.
Talking about this stuff.
Yes,
stuff
anybody
is terrible.
That's been
you know what's interesting
stuff,
is
basically
is,
the
punch themselves in the face.
The now, implementing this ideology would result in a much more complicated and violent world than the one we currently live in. That's really saying something.
Well, it results in killdozer.
As America becomes more libertarian, as America retreats more and more from the use of force to keep people from the use of force to keep order on the home front, right?
Yeah,
we see it. But that's actually just niggers too, because if you were to take white cops out of majority white areas or entirely white areas, you probably wouldn't get much. You maybe get more people speeding or something like that, maybe. But I'll say this. I want to just say this. I, even when I was a libertarian, I hated those type of arguments because I saw them. I was like, guys, the enemy here is the government. We have to destroy the government. Why are we talking about this shit, right? But then the question remains, what happens if all the homesteaded properties that are completely encircling your property are owned by Thomas Sowell?
Oh, my God.
We've actually we actually did this gag years ago.
That's, you've
a tough question.
Reached success.
Now your property is worth so much money.
What if it was owned by Thomas Sowell?
You can say that's going to hurt your property values. Because if you could say every single inch of my property is bordered by Thomas Sowell's property, like your property values are through the fucking roof.
What if right. Thomas Sowell, you just get vaccinated and then you shed the spike protein all over his property, and now he has
that's
to grant
aggression.
You. Oh,
that's do it.
That's fundamentally aggression.
But what if you got the vaccine like you know willingly without being coerced? How can it really be aggression?
Well, what you would do is you would make him whole by giving him raw milk.
You can feed that to a baby and kill it.
Well,
his lust for blood would be satiated by the dead baby that he fed the raw milk to.
Right.
Because it didn't get any seed oil. Did you know that the Indians taught the Pilgrims how to fertilize their seed oils with fish oils?
Does fish oil cancel out seed oil? Because I always heard
it's fertilizer.
Good.
You use fertilizer in the ground, and then your seed oil grows very well.
But I thought that
save the whole colony.
Seed oil posters typically are love seed oil. They are. So I love fish oil. They typically say fish oil is very good for you.
I don't know. We did.
Can
a much,
you cook with fish oil?
We did a much better show when you guys were muted.
Yeah. Let's get back to that.
We were talking about. I was just imagining
the smell of fish oil being heated to.
That's what I'm saying. Would probably stink. But
oh
let's,
my god, that'd be disgusting.
But if you took those fish oil tablets and heated them, that would. I don't even know what would happen. Probably have a fire. Or something.
That'd be even worse because it got gelatin. Those
the
are
gel
gelatin
caps.
Capsules.
The fish oil
god.
Gel caps. Just put them in a pan, fry it up. Nasty. Anyway, let's press forward.
You
can spice it up with a little vitamin E.
nauseous.
Anyway, let's go back to what we're talking about. I wanted to, first of all, I'll start this conversation off by cashing in the clap chips as I did.
Oh,
last
that's
time.
Right. Let me relive that bit as well.
Jackpot!
Cashing in the chips.
You know how I.
Oh, at least you had it queued up.
That time I knew where it was. I didn't have to look for it. So then, in some ways, this was better than the original, than take one.
No,
but go ahead.
No, this is not better. All right, second take. That's okay. But in any case, I actually legitimately want to cash in the clout chips because what we're going to discuss here is the fact that I've been saying this and people who have been listening to our show for a while, either A-logging it or listening it because you enjoy it. I have been saying for some time that I think that they are, in fact, the going for the tranny stuff hard has set them back. On the LGBT, on the gay stuff, right?
The thing that I said in take one was I went to the mall on Saturday. The kids needed some stuff, and I needed some nice shirts. I didn't see any pride shit. I was expecting, oh, God, it's like it's June 3rd or whatever it was. I was expecting full, pop displays at least in the doorways, like temporary stuff, rainbows, nothing. I went into a ton of gay stores. I went into Hot Topic. I went into American Eagle Outfitters. I went into Aeropostale, and there was just no gay shit in there, and I was shocked. Shocked that there was I was pleasantly surprised. So it's like there was no Target where I went, but there was just nothing anywhere. And it was,
a time machine? You went to a mall from like the 1995?
Dude, it's like mostly white people too. It was crazy.
Yeah, there's still some
I have this secret mall I go to that's great. Everyone can probably figure out.
There's another thing that there are some malls that are, we can discuss this too later. Sure. Let's not distract ourselves, but there are some malls that exist and are still, people go to them a lot. Mm-hmm. And increasingly, it's hilarious because they're all initiating these rules about how teens need to be chaperoned. Like if you're a teen, you need to be accompanied by an adult 21 or over. And they're all doing this.
You have to have a shopping agenda.
They're doing it because of incidents involving misbehavior.
Right.
And if a lot of them were started doing it, like we'll do it Fridays and Saturdays, we'll do it after 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. And then now all of them start doing it. Okay, we'll do it every day. And now it's every day after 3 p.m.
But
an unaccompanied teen. And you could even just say at all times, because before 3 p.m., you're going to be cutting school if you're going to be there. Anyway, we can do that later.
Right.
But the issue here is, and there's a lot to unpack with this story, and we have a Jewess.
Yeah.
I think, Alex, if you want to cue that quote up again Jewess I was talking about this issue.
Yeah, I have the quote here, or I did. We had a couple of different
arguments. Stealing Alex's prep. Okay.
All right. No, but who cares?
Right.
At this point, nobody cares.
Was it the Target article?
The audience didn't live through the first half hour.
Was it the Target article or the other article? Or the Rolling Stone article?
I have it.
All right, we'll just read the quote because I don't remember which article it was in. Go ahead, just read it.
No, I fucked up. I'm actually looking at the... Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong
it's
one.
Not like it. It's not like... All right. It's not like any of this is all that unpredictable, said Lindsay Schubiner, who studies violent movement.
This is the great, now I have to side with brands.
Lindsay Schubiner.
Oh, fuck. Wow. We're all fucking... Wow. You maybe start this hour over, too.
Let Sven finish.
I said we did a better show with you guys muted.
The right one. Let him finish.
It's not like any of this is all that unpredictable, said Lindsay Schubiner, who studies violent movements for the Western States Center, an anti-extremism watchdog. Once again, the framing that the horrendous, disgusting, sexual fucking... perverted crap of LGBTQ is the normal thing, and the pushback is the extremism. Right? Cutting your dick and tits
off. I'm Jewish.
Cutting your dick and tits off. That's the regular, that's the baseline. You being like, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Extremism. Violent extremism. And she says, we don't always know exactly where these sort of...
Oh, hey, guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Anti-democracy actors are going to point to next, because it's anti-democracy. Like 100% of people?
Right.
I'm just going to say the 99% of people who think that like trannyism is disgusting and they want no part of it.
Well,
that's dark.
The framing of democracy is always interesting because,
Jewish, yeah.
And I've seen this increasingly. We did this bit somewhat over the weekend when Warren and I did the Jazz's sort of, see you later show. Again, he's not going to be gone. He's just not doing a show regularly anymore. We did the show with him, and we discussed this issue in depth, and we talked about Meet the Press. Chuck Todd, the Jew that does Meet the Press, had some tranny on, and we A-logged that segment for a while on that show, and the tranny was presenting these narratives as well, talking about how making a claim with no proof that 90% of people, 9 out of 10 people, demand pride materials from brands. They demand that stores do this, and we can't let this 10% – and Warren even misinterpreted. He thought it was saying 10% of people like this and 90% of people don't, and we have to cater to the 10% anyway. And I was like, no, that's off brand for them. Their claim is 9 out of 10 people love the pride stuff and actually are like rattling the cages, demanding, you better fucking put rainbows up in your shit. You better fucking do faggot stuff, corporation, or we're going to be mad.
Aren't these people supposed to be concerned with like violence again? Because like everyone is out to get them, and they're a marginalized group, and they're completely just oppressed all the time. But now you're going to switch to 90% of people are demanding this. Like, no, you're like, which one is it?
Which one is it,
faggot? Are you marginalized? Or are you in charge?
I want it to make sense.
Like,
this is the problem.
Is it anti-democratic or not? Is the will of the people behind you, or is everyone trying to kill you? And there's no.
Let's unpack this for a bit, because this is a big problem for them. And there's like, it's not even like two. It's almost like three clashing narratives here. One is that they want to feel like they're oppressed,
right?
But they also want to feel validated by the idea of democracy. So being an oppressed minority.
Mm-hmm.
And democracy, in fact, the true logic of democracy is that oppressed minorities would continue to be oppressed.
Just get oppressed.
If that's what the majority of people want. So you have to then say we're an oppressed minority, but most people are with us.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, if you're a minority that's oppressed, but most people, the democratic thing would be for you to be not oppressed and for everybody to love you. Then there must be some other force that's coming in and keeping you down against the will of the people. What would that force be? Well, typically in the left-wing narrative, it's capitalism or the state.
Right.
But when we look at capitalism and the state, these are the two things that are the most on the side of faggots and trannies. So if it's really only 10% of people keeping you down, you have won the world. If it's only 10% of people that are against you, if 90% of people are with you, corporations and the state are with you, you've won everything. The world is your oyster. You have nothing to worry about.
The real danger here for them is like they've won so hard on all of
these things don't make sense. So the truth is, just so you understand, just to clarify, the truth here is Jews, through their control of capitalism and the state, are imposing this on people. They have recruited into their fold a class of sexual freaks and deviants that they use as people to sort of keep the population down, mm-hmm. police the population, oppress it for their anti-democratic, really anti-Jewish thoughts. All this stuff, right? So these people are themselves functionaries for elite institutions. They are employees of elite institutions. They overwhelmingly work at higher echelons of the corporate world, and increasingly they're making their way up even the military bureaucracy, the state bureaucracy. And this is what and they are now forcing themselves on ordinary people who, for the most part, don't enjoy this stuff, but many people
and there's been a lot of
confused about this, and
it's gotten a lot of bad press lately, and the trans thing is undoing all the victories of the gay shit, because like
saying a couple years ago, and now they're saying out loud.
I'm pretty sure like a majority of people in America are just okay with gay marriage because they don't understand the sick shit that goes on. But seeing all the trans shit is starting to undo that a little bit. And another thing going on, if you take like Sam Britton, I think Sam Britton was caught stealing somebody else's luggage over the weekend. Like I saw another story. He can't stop. They have an optics problem, and what they're going to have to come like they don't even need like the gays and the trannies to enforce this. They just need to uphold like adherence to the idea among people, like no speaking out against it. That's the 90%. It's like the misconception this tranny has is like 90% of people just don't say anything because they know it's like they're going to lose some part of their professional life or their prestige or their social station if they speak out against your bullshit. So they just don't. That's a different thing than like 90% of people with us. Like 90% of people are scared. To say anything about
they know that though.
I think
the faggot community understands they depend on the patronage of powerful entities to survive.
They absolutely do, and I think it would also depend on your position within that community, where the leaders of that community definitely know it, and the reason they know it is because they are on the boards of corporations and they are the heads of NGOs. And they are invited to be on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd to talk about these issues. They're part of the what's called the Human Rights Campaign, which issues what is called a CEI score, a corporate equity index, which actually rates corporations based on their adherence to gender ideology and gay ideology. And then this is something that companies like BlackRock.
Why don't they focus on making money? Don't they want to make money?
Right.
Aren't I supposed to make money?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. BlackRock looks at that, not the average consumer. The average consumer is not looking up that index.
They don't know what the CEO – they don't even know it exists. But Larry Fink and BlackRock are looking at it, and they're making investment decisions based on it. It's not like a, you know, an ironclad rule. They can take it or leave it. It's just an NGO
they're
making
planning.
But it's part of this power structure of how this works.
Like, they're planning the economy based on who's got the best score. Right. Like, so, it's not like it's like when you say, like, don't they want to make money? It's like, well, don't they want to attract investment from evil Jewish capital? And that's the answer. That's what's going on.
Well, the whole don't they want to make money thing, that is something that Republicans and conservatives are told. And it works. And a big constituency is we talked about car dealerships last show. And we've also talked about many people who are patrons of the Republican Party and big voters and activists for it. Are actually small business people, and the small business is more to a more of an extent than the large business focused only on making money. The small business intervenes in cultural attitudes less. Like, big business isn't simply about making money; it's also about setting an agenda, setting a cultural and political agenda for the country. So they want to make money, obviously, but they don't necessarily need consumer consent. They can get investment. They can get state subsidy. They can use power in various ways to get what they want. And they also push social issues. So when you take this kind of parochial idea, market-based idea of capitalism, be like, aren't you just interested in making money? Larry Fink will fucking laugh at you. He'll be like, money, I've got money. The issue for me isn't money. The issue is how do I impose my political and cultural agenda on the world with all the massive piles of money I've got or I can control. So this goes back to the idea, this LGBT shit, none of it was grassroots. So what's funny is there's another thing that they say, these faggots are saying, which is like, I feel weird that I now
You're jumping. So
Lindsay
Schubiner. It's not like any of this is all that unpredictable. We don't always know exactly where these sort of anti-democracy actors are going to point to next, but the increase in threats and harassment from anti-democracy movements in the U.S. has become so frequent, this is something that absolutely just needs to be planned for. And so this is about the vandalism happening in Target, which...
And of course, I found that very interesting, because she is categorizing boycotts and protests of a multinational corporation as being anti-democratic.
Right.
So very strange definition of democracy. Like, democracy is when massive multinational corporations take a political stance on something and then I cheerlead for them.
Right. Right. And when consumers actually do push back in large enough numbers to affect that, that is anti-democratic. That she's also using MK Ultra words because one, we understand, according to the people that run this country, which is Jews, democracy is defined as Jewish rule. And when you understand and interpret statements about democracy, you see in the Jewish media as simply Jewish rule. So you can even apply this to foreign policy. A democratic country is a Jewish controlled country.
Right.
A totalitarian or undemocratic country is a non-Jewish controlled country. So, like, we don't need to go too deeply into this, but like Iran, take Iran for an example. Iran, they would say, is an anti-democratic country, despite the fact the majority of the people.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
People there is a dissident movement there, but it's funded by America. The majority of the people there stand with the government. The government is racially, culturally, religiously representative of the people. It's a much more democratic country than America, but it's not controlled by Jews. So it's a totalitarian, anti-democratic dictatorship. Anyway, pressing
forward. There's more to this article, though, because I read further into it. And right-wing figures such as Walsh, see, she's got a hard-on for Matt Walsh here, target businesses because corporate actions can suggest broader acceptance of queer individuals, said Schubiner of the Western State Center. So now I think that's very, very interesting, that telling admission there that corporate actions suggest broader acceptance of queer individuals. So in other words, it is propaganda.
Corporate propaganda demands more adherence. It tells you this is where we're at. This is where you want to be.
That's very much buying into the idea that capitalism is downstream from culture.
Mm.
Which, frankly, the idea that trends are downstream from like a bottom-up culture is something that internet-only activists are fucking addicted to this idea. Yep. But it's a wrong idea. We've gone after it many times. But anytime you say something X is downstream from culture, you're wrong. Society is controlled top down. Okay.
Yeah.
Society is controlled top down. Period.
So this is on that. I'm wondering, what the rollback here is for. Like they're seeing this is not working. Because listen, I mean, because these things that are happening in Target, the fact that the people doing what you want to call activism is really just like violent threats and vandalism aren't being rolled up. They're not being plastered all over social media. They're not having their lives ruined. Like this story told here, unless it's just not true. At the Target in South Florida, shoppers have called employees child groomers, a far-right slang term from pedophiles, and accused them of shoving your woke agenda down our throats, according to the manager who spoke to the Washington Post. When this manager donned a bright safety vest over his company-issued pride-themed t-shirt to help a customer carry goods to his car, the shopper looked at him and said, "Oh, is that so I could shoot you easier?" Now, that sentiment is genuine.
You got a target on your shirt. Is there a reason for that?
Your pride shirt,
is funny, right?
But that's a genuine sentiment. That is a democratic sentiment. People hate this fucking stuff, and they're like, "I wish I could use my guns to get rid of it," but they don't. Well, the person who said this. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. This person is not being charged with hate crimes. With it's not racial intimidation, but sexual orientation. He's threatening marginalized. You're threatening to shoot a man because he has a pride shirt on, and this is just being let go. The people that are knocking over pride displays in Target are being let go, as far as I can tell. You could post on TikTok your in-store vandalism. Not that I'm against it, but it's just a very strange thing that's going on right now. This is happening. And listen to what he says. That interaction leaves the supervisor with conflicting feelings about Target's decision to pull back its pride merchandise. It's 50-50, he said. I hate it, but I understand it. Meaning, I understand that we're buckling to violent pressure from the hoi polloi for once. You know, we're not going to stand strong and push our pride shit because this is unheard of.
Well, okay, so there's a lot going on here.
Yeah,
one, that story could just be made up.
Could be made up.
However, I will also say the groomer thing where conservatives get together and they call these people, that's been going on for a while.
Sure.
It's been going on for a few years at least. Really, since the lockdowns ended, the anti-groomer protests have been coming out in force, and they have been actually using popular action, real action, to shut down or limit the scope of various groomer type activities, and I'll give them credit for it. And I think that there is an ongoing attempt to contain this anger that is coming, and it's coming, and it's naturally coming out of, it would be easy to be complacent with the 90s liberalism idea of gay, which is two dudes in the privacy of their own home doing nothing that anybody else can see or needs to know about, just butt fucking each other privately. And look, I'm sorry, that's gross. Sorry. I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? Just doing their whatever they do, their gay shit.
They do the same shit we do.
Two guys, only two, privately, not in out in public view, not with children involved, not with et cetera, et cetera. And so when they come out in public view and they start demanding to be able to do these things in front of kids, and when, in fact, it's now gotten to the point where if there are no kids involved, it is, from the point of view of the people doing it, pointless. Like when you say drag shows are for adults only, they're like, well, why have them? When you say gay pride month activities are adults only, no children allowed, why have them? So they are actually been places where some of these laws have been passed. And incidentally, the Tennessee law, it's been going to be shut down by courts. It's been shut down by courts. And so they themselves confess that this is ultimately, it is about child grooming, or at least that's one of the things that it's about. And it does seem it's pointless without it. That's what got people into action. Now you could shake a finger at them, be like, "We told you so," but it's like, whatever, people are mad now. Mm. And that's good. It's better than them not. And so I think there is a containment strategy going on. There's another interesting element to this, which is that you look at the IRL stuff and you don't see as much pride shit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see when you look at the internet?
Oh my god!
Fucking everywhere.
Well, except right? except for the U.S. Armed Forces, all of a sudden.
Well, yeah, that's actually true. But those are not. Think about it. Those are not stories. Corporation put up gay flag on Twitter logo, then removed it day later. This is now like a news item, right?
Yeah.
So, and yes, the U.S. Army is a corporation.
City of London. The City of London took down its pride flag.
Yeah, it's City of London, a private corporation chartered in 1382.
I have some City of London content.
What about St. Ignatius, a Jewish mosque nobleman? Sorry. Anyway.
So we've got this other article that you were trying to dig you into. I don't know if you want to move to it yet. The Rolling Stone one.
Yeah, well, it's part of the whole thing. Yeah. But I think that, you know, there's so much to unpack with all of this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these gays are packing it in.
I was going to say, there's so much fudge to unpack.
Yeah, these.
I'm really sorry
like
about
unpacking
that.
Unpacking the invisible. I'm not going to go further with that. But the thing is, there's a narrative amongst the gay, so-called LGBTQ queer plus, you know, well, do the boomer. They keep adding letters. What's with that? Right. But there's nothing wrong with saying that because they do. So it is kind of like, what the fuck is going on here? But and they do it because they keep inventing new weird mental illnesses to include in their thing.
Yeah, they keep inventing because you don't fight against the last one they did. You keep saying, well, I know whatever they want to do in the privacy of their own.
Well, I think,
this means you're a democracy respect.
Just don't shove it down my throat, you know?
Well, I actually think that the continual fragmenting of this is in order for Jews to give as many mentally ill people a special place so that they just fragment society further and further, you know?
Because Ronald Reagan took away mentally ill people's most special place. Most special.
Right, which is what should really, like a responsible state should simply have institutions for the mentally ill where they're kept in humane conditions and they can't hurt themselves or others. I mean, that's the correct response. That's the intuitive response to the issue of mental illness.
Inspiring.
And so, I mean, in terms of people that are ready to be violent or suicidal, you know, just put them in an institution.
Give them Robitussin.
And for people who are not that and their families are willing to take care of them, fine, but don't let them bother your community. Otherwise, the police will have to get involved. But, So the thing is, there's this narrative that they've been building amongst themselves, which is like corporations were pride washing in previous years. They just they did the minimum.
that's what this is.
Up a rainbow flag.
Over the past decade or so, it's been a casual sport among faggots and allies to mock brands for their cringe attempts at celebrating Pride Month. Although much of this marketing feels well-intentioned and harmless at worst, it's ultimately self-serving. Companies can look progressive by doing the bare minimum to acknowledge and honor a marginalized group and sell directly to that demographic in the process. Again, this is the conservative mindset. They're doing it just for profit. They just want to sell to that tiny marginalized demographic. Without which their profit margins would just be just through the floor, be in the red. They're definitely just pandering.
What's the bare maximum though?
Right.
Like I would ask these what is the maximum a company could do for you? What do you want, faggots? Mm. And the thing is, because pride...
They probably just want to have sex. They just want to have sex in public in Target. Right? Just like, are you allowed to go...
Maybe,
like,
but...
Can you turn the mall into a bathhouse, a public bathhouse with children available? That's the bare maximum.
That's kind of the thing, because...
That's what they want,
Would they themselves even tell you that that's what the maximum is? Like, it's the question is, they say the bare minimum by basically just flashing a logo.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall?
Go or a flag. But what's the, what could they, what do you really want them to, like, what would be the bare maximum? And so that, I actually don't even know what it would be. And the reason I don't is because Pride has always been pride washing. Even when it was just parades in San Francisco, like in the 1970s when they started this shit or whatever it started, I don't know, I'm assuming in the 70s, it was just a gay, a very gay place would do a march. It's always been a way to put, I mean, the very fact they chose a rainbow, kids like rainbow, I mean, people have talked about, even conservatives talk about this, oh, children like rainbows, they're obviously doing this to attract children, to make it look fun and happy and safe, when it's really people that are engaged, mentally ill people engaged in compulsive sexual activity that ultimately harms them and leads to disease and suicide and drug use and abuse and all kinds of horrible things and terrible outcomes. The pride thing has always been a wash. It's always been fake. It's always been to cover up the seedy, filthy nature of homosexual and paraphiliac lifestyles. So that's what, so then when a brand, when Jewish power, Jewish capital pushes this onto out into the front of like retail brands, there's nothing else to do but wave the flag, because it's always just been a fake thing. Like Pride itself, as first a political movement and now as like a thing that just like retail stores do, it's always been that way. It's never been anything but marketing. It's never been anything but washing. It's never been anything but so that there's nothing else you can do other than wave the stupid fucking flag, the so-called support these people. So
yeah.
There's,
I mean,
that problem.
This kind of thing is like they're promoting this stuff is really more of an anti-political movement anyway. It's to break up and sort of create chaos in society. It's not supposed to be a coherent political ideology.
Right. Yeah.
It's also
right.
just and it's also just like the cognitive dissonance of getting what you want from all the people you think you hate. Like when, right. when you think you're not right. corporate, when you think you're not in charge and the people in charge and the corporations are giving you what you want, you can't handle it.
So right. Like, so what you have to, so there's some conflict. There's, like I was saying, three conflicting narratives that they have to deal with. One mm-hmm. is gay folks
oh,
are.
God.
And this can apply to blacks or any of these marginalized movements that are supported by major power, obviously supported by all the major power structures in America. One, you have to say three things that don't match up. One, we're like a terribly oppressed mm-hmm. minority. Two, people are generally with us. It's only actually an extremist minority of people that are haters. So we're oppressed, we're a put down group, but the people are with us. Most 9 out of 10 people love us, love our merchandise at retail stores, demand it from corporations. But we are actually then an oppressed. We are still oppressed. So mm-hmm. who then must be oppressing them? Again, it has to be capitalism, and or the state. Problem is, the biggest pushers of this are capitalism and the state. So these three things can't all be true. In fact, none of them are really true, except maybe none of them are true. So the people aren't with you. You're not an oppressed minority. And the biggest people put and you can't. So you can't be like, because if 90% of people are with you, but you're still oppressed, how's that possible? Well, the only thing is a power structure is doing it. But objectively, the power structure is supporting them. So it doesn't. None of it makes sense.
Right.
The truth is,
it's new Star Wars. It's
you
new Star
are a
Wars
bunch
logic.
Of mutant freaks that are being yeah. supported by the power structure as part of an agenda to destroy society. And I know that's how that sounds, but it's the truth. It's the only possible truth. And you can't deal with it. And in fact, you need and require the support of these power structures to put down the 90% of people.
That's exactly
if they were allowed
it.
To actually express their views.
No one wants to see this shit anywhere. Would
simply want you gone. And the thing is, they always have the suspicion of even people who are like their allies. Like they always say like, oh, because they criticize allies, heterosexual or normal allies, the same way they criticize corporations. You're just waving a flag. You're not really doing anything to support us. What does that mean? Because their suspicion is this person is only waving the flag as a sort as a form of like social chameleonism or something. Like they really don't like faggots, and they're just waving that flag to look like the good thing, and then they're not doing anything in their real lives. They're not like turning their kids into faggots or whatever. They're just trying to be a normal middle class bourgeois person, and they're just that flag is just there as some kind of social shield. Well, shield from what?
Exactly. From what?
Shield from what? Shield from the actual incredibly powerful capitalist and state forces that are pushing this on an unwilling population.
What would happen if you didn't wear your company-issued Pride shirt to work at Target this month? What would happen to you?
Well, you get fired. From your minimum wage,
fucking gather up the carts from the parking lot job. If you didn't want to wear the rainbow shirt while you're doing that, what's funny is
when he ventures out of the store, he doesn't need that yellow vest. He doesn't need the safety vest.
That's
he puts it on so you don't see that he's wearing rainbow faggot shit.
Maybe he's going to go do a protest somewhere about gasoline prices.
Yeah, maybe he's going to go burn down a building in Paris.
This is where they tell themselves what's happening. I always love this stuff. That's changed over the past year. A militant anti-woke movement. Matt Walsh is not leading a militant movement on Twitter. It's people on Twitter not being militant. They're tweeting.
Yeah.
Turbocharged by the internet. No, it's just like it only exists on the internet. Amplified. I'm unpacking everything one by one. Amplified by politicians, meaning politicians who want you to vote for them can see that this is a concern. They will ape what they've read on Twitter about the issue while not doing anything about it for votes.
Well, that's anti-democratic.
That's sort of that. The democratic thing is make sure that the people who don't like faggot shit are voting Republican.
Yeah.
So then nothing ever gets done. And focused on the vicious And focused on the vicious demonization of queer and transgender individuals. Well, you are a demon, so you can't really demonize them any further.
Right. And this is actually something I will say. Not everything is fake. The idea that people are out there calling them groomers and calling them demons because that's how they feel.
Yep.
This is something the Republican Party is trying to get under control and marshal ultimately behind like Ron DeSantis. He seems to be the one they've chosen to betray these people in the end. Right. So the anti-woke thing is very fake, but it is there to contain a very real feeling that is coming from a large number of people. I don't even know if we could say majorities. I don't know if the concept of majority matters in America anymore because it's so broken apart.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's a lot of people. Okay? It's a lot of fucking people that don't like faggot shit. And to some extent, they don't like nigger shit either. And they're being marshaled behind the fake and gay thing called anti-woke, which is an artificial construct that has been created. They can't define it any more than anybody else can to fight this stuff. The problem is these feelings are real. The people that are out there calling these trannies demons, going out and calling them groomers, these are people who are trying to get this under wraps.
Right.
Trying to get this under wraps. Though I don't always agree entirely with exactly the framing that those people have, but that's quibbling around the edges. Ultimately, I understand why they're doing it. And I support it in a general sense because I understand the sort of unfocused rage. The job that we're doing is trying to give the explanation of what's really going on and focus this feeling behind something that will be directed as an attempt to actually like focus on the centers of power and take them down. Because that's the only thing that's going to work. But many of these people are being told your dollars, your buying and selling is how you affect this. What's interesting is, as you said, the brick and mortar world of retail seems to be pushing this less.
Yeah, they're backing off of it, it looks like.
But the internet world is raging with it.
Mm-hmm. Raging,
so that's interesting.
And they're also raging with this, like, oh, we're so beset upon right now by the anti-woke militants. It's like, no, you're not. Shut up.
Well, even in the internet world, they're beset upon because they get a lot of fucking people. Like they get reactions online from people who are like telling them that they're fucking sick faggots constantly. They actually
having Musk in charge of Twitter accelerated that to some degree.
Oh yeah, it did, and it's really fucked these people up. But, you know, but it hasn't, but, you know, from the perspective of Jewish power, it hasn't put it, it's only really shoring it up. It hasn't put a dent at all.
It's risky though. Oh, hi guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now. Because I saw an article, I can't remember what publication it was in, but there was an article about, it was asking, like, why are neo-fascists, like, always pedophiles or something like that? Or why are so many? And I was like, oh no, what is this going to be about? And then I read it. I was like, oh, that's right. In this case, like, a neo-fascist is like Matt Gaetz and Ali Alexander. I forgot that they're like, so they're kind of stumble over. It's like, you really probably shouldn't expose all the Republicans that seek to speak for these people. You know, for the anti, what you should probably stop exposing the fact that so many of them have been caught with child porn, been accused of looking for sex with teens, or like the royal, like, you know, it's kind of like you probably shouldn't expose the controlled opposition on this too much, because what if the people start waking up to, like, oh, wait a minute.
Well, here's the problem, though. The thing is, their narrative is such that, like, right now, the actual faggot narrative, the narrative of the left, you know, this thing maybe you've heard of, the left.
I've heard of them. That's Jimmy Dore.
Right. Their narrative of this is, the right wingers accuse us of being pedophiles, but they're just projecting. We are just creating fun and wholesome experiences for kids, while they're the actual weird, fucked up child groomers like Ali Alexander, right? That's what they're saying. That's the pushback. And so the claim then is, we're not actually no one's actually targeting your kids. But then that can be easily exposed as a lie when we find that when popular pushback forces them to make these things 18 and up, or 21 and up, or no kids, or you know, because some states have passed laws against, and deconstruct some of these laws too, laws against essentially faggot shit for kids. They've canceled pride events because if there's no friendly spaces for kids, there's no point, etc. So, but their narrative is like, we're not grooming kids sexually. We're creating wholesome, fun spaces for them to explore their identity, where the conservatives are yelling and screaming about pedophiles, but they're actually, like, sexually abusing children. That's their narrative. I'm not saying it's true. That's just what they say.
Yeah.
The fact is, they're grooming children on a much wider scale. The conservatives are like, here, let me get a few kids into a room and just secretly abuse them, where they're like, no, let's create, like, child abuse worldwide. Under the guise of LGBT-friendly activities, where we just expose on a large scale children to homosexual men dressed in costume, and then we also help kids explore their identities, meaning we have them through institutions. We have institutions and social media induce them into, or a large percentage of them, into being some kind of weird identity-based faggot. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually got the other thing is, and this is something we talked about also on Jazz Warren and I spoke about on the show on Sunday, is that there's a problem in how oftentimes conservatives respond to this, because their response, for example, to the Drag Queen Story Hour is to say, we're going to outlaw, you know, lewd performances or striptease style performances in front of children. And this is a real argument that actually happened. The pushback to that was, well, then you have to shut down Hooters, because sometimes people take their kids to Hooters. Now, not necessarily going to white knight for Hooters.
I will. That's a hetero. That's a hetero place.
Right. This
basically,
is the point.
You're Derek. This is the checkmate that you can always get conservatives. They won't admit they're anti-gay. Oh, I just want to sexualize. No, I don't want the kids to be gayified.
Right.
It's not about sexualizing. Like, obviously,
right. Well, this is the
sexualizing
point.
Is out the window entirely. But the only people that are pushing sexualizing children are fags. So you want to undo faggotry.
But it's not even just like, it's not even just like sexualizing kids. It's like homosexualizing kids.
Right.
Like,
but they say sexualizing kids. They, like, I saw a, well, it's in the next thing that we're going to do.
Right. But let me finish this point. So Hooters, it's like, okay, so women wear tight shorts and shirts that show off their boobs. Okay, whatever. I don't really care if you take your kids for a burger at Hooters and there's some broad with like big tits. Like that doesn't, it's not harming the kid either. It's not. They're taking the kids.
Wait, that's
to,
an option for me to, I should go there.
What's that place we used to go to that shut down ultimately?
Oh, the place where you used to live? Yeah, the Tilted Kilts.
Doesn't matter what it's called.
The Tilted Kilts. That's a little mini, that was, ugh.
It was the same thing though. It was the idea. The problem was they had black women.
Yeah, it's like here's a mulattress in like a Scottish.
Yeah,
it was
like a
kilt.
Black girl. And like the time we went there and that white girl insisted she was actually an Arab. I was like, no, sweetheart, you're white.
Remember when they brought me my my appetizers after my entree?
Yeah, I had finished.
At least you have tits. I guess I can still tip you.
And then like the onion loaf comes out. But yeah,
the pretzel. I wanted the beer cheese pretzel. It's like, right. Now that you're done with your dinner, here's your appetizer. Wow, thanks.
Your pretzel came like well after the burger. It's like, wait, what? But no, like again, but the in theory, those places, I don't care. And the other thing they say is, well, these drag queens aren't doing a striptease. In fact, they're wearing significantly more clothing. Even then, if you're wearing like jeans and a t-shirt, the drag queen is wearing a hell of a lot more clothes than you are. So it's like making it about the number of articles of clothing you're wearing or the amount of skin you're showing. It's also like, well, what about going to the beach? You take your kids to the beach. Well, guess what you're going to see at the beach? You're going to see a woman in a fucking bikini. A lot of them.
Hell yeah.
You're going to see a lot of broads. Some of them that absolutely should not be wearing bikinis.
That's the balancing act. Yeah, you're going to see some real heifers.
You're going to see women for whom the body positive movement has been nothing but a disaster. In bikini. But the thing is, like, so you take your kids to the beach and there's a woman there or many women there in bikinis. Men are there just in their trunks. Is this hurting the child? No. Because normal heterosexuality and normal human bodies that are gender sex appropriate are not harmful for children.
Yeah.
Homosexuality, transgenderism
are harmful for everybody.
These things are harmful for children and adults, and so those things specifically should be called out, right. And it should be asserted that normal heterosexuality is superior. A woman in a skimpy bikini is superior to a man wearing lots and lots of clothing and makeup. It is inherently morally superior. It is better. It is preferred. And conservatives won't assert that.
No.
And that's part of the fucking gay act, because that's what you think. That's what everybody yelling groomer thinks. That's what the guy that says, maybe I'm going to shoot you thinks.
Well,
that's what the normal human being thinks.
You know who's not a normal human being? You know who, like, who's the lone holdout and being totally wrong about all these issues, about this issue in particular? Like, you got Target caves, Major League Baseball caves, all these woke companies are caving on it. You know who's not willing to cave on the Pride Month question?
Dennis Prager?
The National Review.
Oh, okay. Nice. I was close.
You were very close. This is by Philip Klein.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
Philip Klein has a headline is
National Hebrew.
Sometimes a onesie is just a onesie. And it's a pride onesie. It's a bunch of brown Facebook cartoon people.
That's not just a onesie, Philip.
But listen to his tortured Jewish logic. And it's the subheading.
Oh, I love the
subheading,
logic.
Or how he became a villain in the culture war. It's like, no, it's just how you stayed a Jew on the conservative side. It's like, or how I boxed in and created, how I subverted the fucking.
How I subverted a narrative. How I changed.
How I consensus cracked conservative side on the LGBT.
How I consensus cracked like a democratic opposition to state imposed faggotry.
on the morning of Memorial Day, I glanced at Twitter and noticed some uproar over photos of a pride display at Kohl's that featured a themed onesie. Given everything else going on in the world, I didn't particularly view it as something worth getting into a tizzy about. So I sent out
God forbid we should get into a tizzy.
So I sent out this tweet and got on with my day, and it's a picture of the onesie. I don't have a problem with it. So it's not worth getting a tizzy about, but it is worth tweeting your approval, Mr. Jew Man. I don't have a problem with
tizzy.
This.
It seems like that's a tizzy. It seems like you had a little bit of a tizzy.
If somebody wants to dress their baby in a pride onesie, why should it matter? We're not talking about transitioning minors here. It's just a shirt. It didn't take long. It didn't take long for the tweet, which now has 2.5 million impressions, to transform me into a villain in the ongoing culture war. Someone discovered the Jew.
Well, I would say you've been a villain forever. You've always been one.
I would say you're a Jew. Some of my conservative critics, aren't you a National Review? Do you mean your fellow conservative? Like, what's going on?
He's acknowledging that he's.
They lashed out by branding me a groomer by likening the pride onesie to us.
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
To swastika clothing. No, that would be
Well, that's actually that would legitimately be retarded, but...
And me to a Nazi appeaser by portraying...
That's residue of MKUltra stuff, anti-Nazi MKUltra stuff, but yeah.
And portraying my tweet as emblematic of all the things they hate about National Review. It is. It's a Jewish bad take. A few others found it important to point out that I am Jewish. Fact check true. Yes, sir.
That's sort of funny that, like...
Wow, I'm impressed by that one.
No. See, this is my thing. This is actually something we've been talking about, is that, like, Jews get called out, like, pretty fucking regularly.
Yeah.
And it happens on social media, and it's increasingly happening even IRL. Like, Jews are essentially, here's the thing, Jews are out of the closet in America. Jewish power is increasingly just something that everybody knows about, and that is a problem for them, and it will be an increasing problem for them. The other problem for them is that they can't, in response to that, let go of any power. Mm. In fact, they have to increasingly be personally taking control, like they have in the Biden administration. Like the most amount of direct Jewish control over extremely powerful institutions, not behind the scenes, not just manipulate. They're actually just in charge now because they don't trust anybody else. But there's a ton of people calling Jews, and saying, you're saying because you're a Jew. That's happening everywhere.
So he has to take a spanking from Ben Shapiro.
Right.
Which helps the cause.
In response to this, there has to always be the good Jew. Like the Jew,
Ben Shapiro summed up that view by writing, indoctrinating children into sexual fluidity is extraordinarily destructive. And yes, the predicate philosophy for transitioning minors. That argument doesn't make much sense.
No, I'm sorry, but
that actually does. I mean,
it makes sense. He's right. Like, Ben Shapiro is.
This is basically like, you shouldn't be taking spankings from Ben Shapiro if you're a conservative. If you're a Jewish conservative.
But it's also
handing Ben Shapiro a massive, like, W. Like, is that your job? Like, was that.
It could be. But I'd also say this, the common sense view, like, the conservative, the average guy, the Republican voter who screams groomer when they see a guy saying it's okay to put faggot shit on little babies, is intuitively grasping a very simple concept, and Ben Shapiro isn't really doing something particularly intellectually taxing or complicated by simply spelling it out in plain language what's going on and what that guy yelling groomer intuitively grasps. And in doing so, he's raising his own profile as the legitimate leader of this group of people.
So this is what I wanted to get into related to what we were just talking about a minute ago. Before I open this article, this argument doesn't make much sense. The reason I agree with efforts to stop public schools from pushing lessons about sexuality and gender to children as young as kindergartners is that the gender ideology curriculum is a case of one side imposing its values on another, and that's not the fucking problem, Jew. The problem is it's the wrong side pushing
the problem is the
evil
values
on good people. And that's what these conservatives always do.
That's the fucking issue.
I'm like, I do not want to have conversations with my children deprogramming them from these lessons, because these lessons are wrong. There is not a fucking vacuum. There's not a theoretical and objective space where their values are correct and valid. Their values are for child grooming and child sex. They're for disgusting ends. There is nothing here that is about freedom or self-expression or individuality or anything healthy or moral. This is all about sexual depravity and victimization. And that is why people are mad at you. That's why they call you a groomer. And that's why they point out that you're Jewish. Because Jews are all about grooming. For some reason, Jews love this stuff and can't get away from it.
Well, what Jews are about, also on the conservative side of things, what Jews are about is saying there is no superior or inferior value set inherently. This is as long as we don't use the state to impose value, this is what the left does wrong. This is the Jewish narrative for some of them. And increasingly they're having to abandon this because people are seeing through it. And frankly, I believe that we've been part of this difficult transition, is that they say the problem is imposing your values through the state. The state should be a neutral arbiter of basic laws about aggression and property. And then the market decides these other things. And hey, if there's a group of consumers that like putting faggot onesies on babies, as long as that's only expressed through selling onesies on the market, then I don't have a problem with it. That's what this Jew is saying. Mm-hmm. And you shouldn't either, because the market should be how we decide what goes and what doesn't. And it doesn't even have to be majority or not majority. It can be as long as there's a market, as long as somebody can make money.
Right.
Then it's fine. Right. That's what he's saying. It's a total bullshit thing. And so it's like, no, the problem is, and this is what people intuitively feel, we don't want companies selling faggot shit because we don't like faggot shit, because faggot shit is morally bad.
And I don't want my
homosexual. It is bad to be transgender. It is bad to introduce that stuff to your children. It is superior ethically and morally to not do that, to be heterosexual, to be normal. That is better.
And Jews absolutely
don't want people asserting that kind of idea.
And using capital and political power to top down impose changes on those morals to question them and try to convince people that that's anti-democratic, as to borrow from them.
Right.
You're destroying. And so he goes on to say, it forces conversations of complex and sensitive topics. It's not complex. It's not sensitive.
It's
simple.
It's actually not complex.
It's very simple. It's only sensitive because you're dealing with like child rapists.
Well, it's only sensitive because you're working with a legacy of people being gaslit for generations.
It forces conversations on complex and sensitive topics on parents who may prefer to discuss these topics at a time and in a manner of their own choosing.
Or maybe not at fucking all.
Maybe not at all. I don't want to discuss. I don't ever want to talk about transgenders or drag queens with my children. I shouldn't have to. This is the old thing that like Bill Maher's like, oh, once again, it all comes down to conservatives just don't want to talk to their kids. It's like, no, conservatives don't want to talk about kids about perverted, disgusting sex shit that they shouldn't have to. But you always want to put it right in front of their face because that's the process of corrupting them. Also, is put the depraved sexual crap in front of children who are not old enough to know, even without knowing what sex really is. You're getting them at the age where they're very impressionable and telling them, like, being mean to these people just because of this sex thing I don't understand is wrong. And now you're going to have this like this bug in your brain, this mind virus about being mean. Because with kids, it's all about like just don't be mean to people, because they're taught not to be mean to each other because you have to get along and have a fucking classroom and have a group of friends. So it's like when you plant this in them, like you shouldn't be mean to fags just because they're fags, that sticks them for a long time. And then when it's time to actually have a conversation, when they can understand that stuff, now you're fucking, as a parent, you're working against the grain. You're climbing uphill because they've put the shit in there. And that's what they want. They took your child away from you. They took the conversation that never should have happened. They had it at an age when it wasn't actually a conversation. It was just molding an impressionable mind before it's fully formed. And now you have to try to undo it if it doesn't work out correctly.
Yeah, and you also don't want to have the conversation like, here are people you should be mean to, right? Yeah. Like, you don't want to...
These people are evil.
You should generally be nice and kind to people and get along and cooperate. That's the better way to do it. But there's this other class of people that are awful and terrible, and you should be – it's like that's going to be very confusing. You don't want to have to do that. The fact is the state should be mean to these people.
Yeah.
Or essentially, the culture should be that this is a very marginal thing.
The teacher that told you about this should be in jail.
All you have to say to your kids, look, there's some people out there that are bad, and the police take care of it. That's all you should have to say to kids. And you don't have to worry about it. You can grow up to be a functional human being. But yeah, so these things are like, it's just, and again, the other thing is, the schools are not the only problem in pushing this stuff. Capital is a big problem. And holy shit, everywhere. The internet is the biggest problem.
Yep.
In fact, when you go to a lot of parts of the country, now, if you're on the coast, if you're in California or New York or something, it's probably going to be different. The schools there are going to be particularly bad. Go to the middle country, you know, like in Nebraska, the public school is not teaching your kid to be a tranny. It's not. It's just not. But if your kid in Nebraska decides to be a tranny, it's because you've left them alone with the fucking phone or the tablet too much. That's what's happened. You've let them on TikTok. You've let them on Instagram. You've let them go on one of these toxic platforms that is filled with faggots getting nothing but praise, and it has warped their mind. And that is what I would say is the main issue. So, and additionally, the other thing is that it's very funny that these retailers have decided to sort of abandon, to some extent, the brick and mortar space for this stuff, although I'm sure they're still selling rainbow-themed things at Target. I'm sure if you went to Target, even if there's not a big Pride display, you'll find play. And I've even seen it. You'll see T-shirts and things like that on sale. You know, but again, the conservative narrative of that's okay because it's...
Wait, what? Mike was going to say what? Did we all miss that? Is that because this is the Free Fag Edition? Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. For your subscription today.
It's just buying and selling, and that's decided in a non-coercive market manner, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
There's a market for it, and it's like, I know it's complex, anyway. So what does he say here? It forces conversation to do. In contrast, the existence of Pride onesies does not impose anything on parents who choose not to dress their children. Yes, it does.
Well, yeah, it does, because if that kid is in a social space with other kids, it does.
If you have to walk through that store with your kids, what does that mean? I like the pretty rainbow.
Here's the other thing.
And practically speaking, any child who grows up in the type of household that would want to dress their baby in a Pride onesie is likely already going to be exposed to progressive messaging on sexuality and gender ideology at home. So therefore,
and is that okay?
Yeah, of course, we have to just give up.
Is conservative, that okay?
Conservatives always is be like, okay there's opposition,
that
so
are
don't bother.
Groom their kids?
Apparently so.
Yeah, but the conservative premise is that you don't live in a society.
Right. You just a group of it's just people. It's atomized individuals or households
to live
doing
in a society
their thing.
Makes you a Nazi.
Listen to the next one.
That's anti-Semitic.
Right? Yes, exactly. And that's why they call. That is why they call the faggot movement a Nazi movement, because it sees a broader social. It is actually a focus. It's not necessarily coherent, but it is a focused power move to change society according to a set of values.
National
and if you do that, you're a Nazi because that's what Nazis did. You're also a communist because that's what communists did. You're also what every other fucking government and institution throughout all of human history did. The idea
what
of an atomized
society
of atomized people that buy and sell is fake. Sell it to you so you don't push your values on society.
I certainly understand expressing a general displeasure at parents for using their children to promote their own political views. That's the issue.
But what about sexually abusing children?
No, that's just a choice. But given that there is a market for conservative-themed baby clothes, it's fair to say the blowback at Kohl's had more to do with the underlying message. There's a market for conservative-themed baby clothes. On Etsy.
Yeah, you can get a onesie with a fucking American flag on it. Sure.
This is a fucking link to Etsy, where small creators just have boomer. There's just boomer shit on baby onesies. Hiding from Biden, just a dad trying not to raise a liberal, little patriot. I identify as a conspiracy theorist. My pronouns are told you so. I only cry when Democrats hold me. I only cry when Republicans. Oh, that's. Wow, that I only cry when Republicans hold me is actually the first item on this list of conservative-themed onesies. Let's go, Brandon.
I bet you could get an American flag onesie at Target, too. You probably get that.
Oh, I cry almost as much as liberals.
That's kind of funny.
It's funny, but are these in... what rack are these on at the mall? I didn't see these at the mall.
No, you don't see them at the mall. It's only craft independent. But you could probably get generic shit like American
here we
flag
go.
And stuff like that.
It's
mall.
Only it's one.
Sure you definitely get that.
It's one thing to see the Kohl's display and laugh and eye roll about another cringy example of corporate virtue signaling, but getting outraged over it is completely unnecessary.
Wait, why is it virtue though?
Well,
let's unpack this.
Well, virtue signaling, why is it just, he said virtue signaling. That means it's an empty gesture. It's not an empty gesture.
Yeah, he's agreeing with the others.
He's agreeing with the...
Scorpio's so gilded, though. Like, oh, why are you being upset? Don't be upset. Don't do anything.
Well, also,
you can roll your eyes.
Oh, my God. Conservatives have spent years mocking progressives for being overly sensitive and musing about how easily offended leftists get about small things. You're literally doing the special snowflake post thing. Who's the snowflake now? This is like beyond.
Again, he is doing
this. This is why this magazine. How does this magazine still exist? Do they even have a print version anymore? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this story came out a week or so ago, and there's an article on Justice Report about it. The Department of Homeland Security was funding this Jew named like Lowenfeld. I forget his first name, Lowenfeld or something like that, right? Who was an Antifa. And he's another one of these extremism experts, extremism researchers, right? He worked for a university. I think it was somewhere in like the middle of the country. I forget which one. But anyway, you could look up the article and find it. But anyway, the point is that he's funded by the government. He works for a department in this university that got like $350,000 from the Department of Homeland Security for anti-extremism research and counter-extremism work, right? And so as part of this professor, Jew, was putting on a seminar where he was training anarchists to basically go do violent street action against right-wingers.
Brilliant.
And as part of this training, he had this old – it's ideologically incoherent, but it's actually not entirely from the perspective of the left. He had this pyramid of extremism graphic that he showed. It's actually been a meme that's been around for a while. And it's sort of like basic conservatism was the bottom level of the pyramid, and the groups got more extreme as you went up, but they also had fewer and fewer people, right?
Yep.
So at the bottom level is literally like Fox News, right? And then at the second tier up from that is like InfoWars and Breitbart. And one tier up from that is Daily Stormer and NPI. And then the tip of the pyramid is like Adam Waffen. Okay, that was the pyramid, right? And now we could critique that, but that's not the point. The anger, and Jack was telling me this when he wrote the article, that like he had to wade through so many articles from conservative outlets that were angry, not at the concept of public funds being put into this guy to go and basically do violent street action on behalf of an extreme Jewish leftist agenda, but that they were being called radicals, that they were being branded white supremacist radicals.
Right.
So the government, they're like, how the government's painted to say Fox is white supremacist radicals. That's the problem here. And I remember but the fundamental underlying message was, you're not a radical. You're not somebody who wants to change society. You're not interested in an agenda. You're just a consumer that prefers a onesie that says "cry more, libtard." Right? That's what you're. Just a marketplace consumer. They like the rainbow onesie. You like the I drink liberal tears onesie. But you're not drinking any liberal tea. You want to create liberal tears? Shut down their fucking shit. But it's funny that that's what they were critiquing. It's like why don't you critique the fact that powerful institutions are essentially engaging, funding, essentially a militia. And they're giving money to this Jew to train a militia to go out and attack white people. That's what's really going on. This guy. And there was another thing in it, in that one of the quotes from this Fox article was that this guy, part of his ideology was saying, and Fox was saying this was a mistake. This was a mistaken impression that this Jew had. And they quoted from one of his seminars where he said, hate speech isn't just speech. He said hate speech is part of a larger political program and it's not about simply speech and simply a marketplace of ideas where we put our ideas out there, they compete, and one wins. He's like, no, this is about the marshaling of political power, organizational force to push, to essentially create the society that we want.
Right.
And what he is preventing, what his activism is there to prevent, is for white people, right wingers, conservatives, people who are socially have socially conservative, I would say just normal values, from doing this. And that's actually what anti-fascists are focused on.
Right.
They're focused on preventing organizing, preventing us from creating an institution for ourselves, because I understand that's how you create actual real life changes. You get together with other people and you make it happen mm-hmm. in reality. And that is what all their organization actually focused on, splintering you off and making you just a bunch of Twitter fucking accounts with a frog avatar. That's what they want you to do. They'd rather you didn't do that either. But if they had to choose that or you actually organizing, they'll choose that.
They want you to do what this guy does. You look at you go to Kohl's, you see the ones, and you just shrug your shoulders, take it in stride. I'm not buying that for my kid. And that's the end of the issue.
Yep.
That's what they want.
Right. And so the thing is, what's funny is the conservatives were telling their audience that this Jew saying this is some kind of delusional lunatic. I'm like, no, he's absolutely right. He's fucking 100% right. This is about the marshaling of political power and organizational power for a goal.
Right.
And that's what Jews actually do. And he's warning his people that they need to prevent us from doing that. Otherwise, they'll be in trouble.
I was talking about it last week, how the mind virus, the false consciousness, has been so successfully put on conservatives, where they just think that like organizing is just cringe. Like, you are just supposed to be on your own. You know?
Right.
Oh, hi. Here's another interruption that's pre-recorded. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pay for a subscription. We need your support. We need your help. We can't do this for free because we're Jews. It's like, it's
cringy.
It's like if millions of people individually decide not to drink Bud Light, that's good. Now, if there was an organized boycott that had meetings and people doing less, that might be bad. I don't know if I like that. Well,
you got your pride, right? You have real pride, not gay pride, real pride.
Right, right.
Engaging in that is something that's beneath you.
Yeah, right. That's beneath me as an individual.
Real man.
Yeah. Why don't we count your gay pride with white pride?
Oof. I don't know.
I mean, what's so terrible about it? They would see a conservative like, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
gay pride, white pride, they're all just fucking Nazis.
Well, listen to this line.
People that want to change society. Okay.
Listening to conservatives discuss how every little thing, including a onesie, is inextricably linked to every aspect of the left-wing agenda.
Oh my God, they're thinking systemically.
They must stop. It reminds me of Oberlin undergrads complaining about microaggressions.
Okay, so conservatives are starting to see. And this is also why they send them down conspiracy theory red herrings, because conspiracy theories are actually systematic worldviews. They're just wrong and stupid. Looking at corporate enforcement of gay pride as a systemic thing is a correct view, because that is what it is. It is a systemic thing. It is being done at a systemic level. And on some level, that is a fucking conspiracy. But a conspiracy, like, no. It's just a company just selling stuff to make money.
This is interesting.
Don't sweat it.
The reason I'm supportive of efforts to prevent males identifying as females from competing in women's sports is the biological advantage male athletes have is unfair to other parties, the women athletes.
Oh, it's not because it's a disgusting, filthy undermining of nature.
No, it's literally about that. And he thinks basically just wait the kids, wait till they're adults, which is a line that's
not fair.
No one's going to hold the line that like you wait for gay shit until they're adults. Like the line's already been crossed and you're already doubling back and working overtime to try to get back. So that's just a failing proposition. And it's no surprise that it's coming from a Jewish conservative writer that's the hot line.
That's exactly who would come. I mean,
I agree with the push to protect minors from gender transition treatment because such a life altering decision could wait till adulthood. Not that it's disgusting and it's impossible and it's mental illness and it's butchery and it's fucking horrible thing to do to somebody.
Why should I be okay wait till with being, an adult?
I'm not okay with any of them. No. Sorry, Jew.
Right. Sorry, I mean, Jew. Yeah. No, it's not. I mean, yes, obviously when you push it to children, that triggers a level of defense. I mean, this is why, like, people did, their defenses didn't necessarily go up when it was just framed as adults in private. Like,
I was reading. I was reading.
But it does go up with children. That's okay. I understand why that happens. I understand the protective instinct that kicks in that makes people even that much more angrier. But still, No, it's not okay.
I was reading Naeasley this weekend, and he didn't even imagine anything as disgusting to blame Mengele for as this transitioning shit.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is that boomer, that grizzled boomer guy, was actually did a video on his channel talking about some gender preschool or something like this, and he was saying like Mengele would be proud. I'm like, no. Mengele was part of a movement that would have burned this shit down. That's just fact.
No, what if they did at some point?
We actually did burn these things down before it ever got to this point. They didn't manage to get to this point.
Right.
Although there was a lot of sexual child abuse going on in Weimar. But
well, let's take a break. We've got the Merchant Minute, yeah. And we've got plenty more we can do. On the Daily Show at 10:45, take two. We got through all the way through this one. I don't think we have to do this hour again.
That's not good.
We'll do this hour an infinite number of times on our show.
We'll keep doing this hour until it's no longer necessary.
We're going to do this hour until you people get it.
All right, we'll be back.
You are listening to The Daily Show, as racist and sexist as they can be. We're going to offend you, isn't it funny? La,